Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart, now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories in the business world.
Time for intellectual property news, and we're going to be talking about one of our favorite subjects, artificial intelligence.
Wow, the Empire Strikes Back. Somebody actually lost a lawsuit where they used AI to steal somebody else's intellectual property.
Well, it's about time. I mean, we love artificial intelligence, but we're also with the creators. And in this case, the people who created the content sued the AI company that used the content, and the content creators won. It so happened that the content creator was a pretty big one, Thomson Reuters, right?
Yeah, they do a lot of legal stuff.
And the company they sued went out of business. So maybe it was an easy win. I don't know. But it's a foothold in the beachhead to get compensation for, you know, the humans who actually made the content in the first place.
Well, they claimed fair use, which meant the content was out there. I don't know the whole legal definition, but basically you can use it because everybody else is using it. But I have some hope that people would get paid for people taking their original creative material and using it for themselves.
Yeah, I'd like to get some other opinions on this decision. Karen?
Who knows what's the future with AI, but for right now, I'm using it as a useful tool, but I can see how it's a double-edged sword.
Matt?
I do wish that the U.S. government would establish some regulatory body to help protect the creative class and people who are generating original content.
I don't know what the answers are, but obviously I'm pretty charged up about it. Gordon, what are your thoughts?
I do think you can't stop progress, unfortunately. And I'm wondering if this is just one of the prices that you pay for progress.
Speaking of intellectual property, if you have an idea for an invention or idea for a trademark, you can contact us, Gearhart Law, at gearhartlaw.com. We work with entrepreneurs worldwide to help them through the entire process of obtaining patents, trademarks, and copyrights. And if you want to learn more, you can learn more about patents at learnmoreaboutpatents.com. Or if you want to learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com, get a free white paper, or sign up for a consultation with one of our attorneys.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.